Scott has made education funding a priority for the past 2 years, a reversal from his first year in office when the legislature approved a $1.3 billion cut to public schools. The money has been steadily increasing since then. Now, Scott is campaigning on even more money for education, and Monday, the Florida Board of Education gave the governor backing with a plan that calls on the Florida legislature to raise per-student funding levels to $7,176. That's more than $230 more than the current year and $50 more than the peak in per-student funding set under former Governor Charlie Crist in 2007. Board Chairman Gary Chartrand praised what he calls a historic funding plan.
And I think we all know this is an investment in our future. It'll pay dividends for Florida and ensure that we all have a strong future in our great state.
The proposal would help fund a boost in technology in schools. For the past several years, the state has been trying to move testing and teaching online. But as Hillsborough School District Superintendent Mary Ellen Elia points out, many schools lack the technology needed to make the system work.
And we have, I think, a focus on making sure by having the assessments be online that we get there quicker. The problem is the lack of resources that schools and school districts don't have the technology infrastructure to meet the demands of that instruction and testing.
During the past legislative session, the Florida House called for $80 million to go toward boosting schools' technology infrastructure. The legislature settled on half that amount. Now the state board and Scott are calling for $80 million again. Education funding has been one of the top issues during the gubernatorial race. Both Charlie Crist and Rick Scott have battled over who has spent more on schools and whose policies have been better for students. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.